It's a small area of bushland between high-rise apartment blocks on the major road, Bay Road, which runs from the Southland Shopping Centre to the beach. You can tell I'm a local because I still call it Southland. It's one of the very few bushland areas which have survived since colonial settlement, and it remains an important example of sandy heathland. It's pretty much built on growing on sand, and despite that, it's got incredibly rich biodiversity, including some pretty rare plants. Fortunately, the sanctuary has many friends who volunteer to look after it, and today we're joined by one of them, Sue Forster, who's the convener of the Friends of Bay Road Heathland Sanctuary. Sue, welcome.
Thank you.
You were at the open day on Sunday. How good was the crowd?
Oh, look, we were very happy with the number of people who came through, and we had around 40 people.
And that was a record,
through.
Wasn't it?
Yes, it was actually. You know, sometimes when we start off in the season, we do five or six Sunday afternoon events throughout spring. There can be a bit of a trickle of people coming because their perhaps publicity hasn't built up. But we generally find that by September or October, we're getting quite good crowds. And it's possibly to do with the weather too and the sunshine,
which
brings people out as
and
well.
Even though people can't bring their dogs through the area, they're still coming to walk through.
Look, I should point out that there's two parts to Bay Road Heathland Sanctuary. So there is a public area where dogs are allowed on leashed, and that is open to the public every day. But it's only about a quarter of the total size of the reserve. And it was the area that was planted as an arboretum in the 1980s, just after the sanctuary opened to the public, and it wasn't quite such good quality bushland. So the locked area, which comprises about three quarters of the total area, was the area that was the better quality sand heathland and was regarded as being the area that was suitable for regeneration. And we've been trying to improve the biodiversity of the area ever since then. We support Citywide, and they are Bayside's contractors for the bushland reserves. They do the heavy lifting, do the most of the maintenance. The Friends of Bay Road Heathland Sanctuary come in once a month to do monthly working bees on a Saturday morning. It's always the second Saturday of the month. We will plant around 600 tube stock from Bayside Community Nursery, which we plant during the later autumn and winter months. A lot of the time we're weeding. We try to get out exotic weeds from the sanctuary that threaten indigenous plants that we want to promote.
Have you seen that increase, Sue, since the building of the high-rise apartments all around that area? Are you getting seeds off balconies and the ground planting?
No, I don't think we are to a large extent. There has been one instance where there has been a geranium that's invaded one side of the sanctuary, but quite a lot of the weed plants, I think, were already in the sanctuary by the time that it was made a sanctuary in 1981. So it's been a long process of trying to just decrease the number of plants. And I actually went along this morning just to pick up something from our lock-up shed, and I saw a puff of smoke in the sanctuary, and I thought, oh no, and rushed in. And it turned out that Citywide crew were actually doing a little bit of on-the-spot burning of certain weeds that had got in. And so it was all under control. But, you know, there are a number of methods that can be used.
That must have put you on high alert. But interesting to be aware that fire is a really important part of managing the sanctuary, as it has been in part of managing the land here for tens of thousands of years. Fire to control, fire to make things grow, fire to disperse seeds.
Yes, so anyone who comes along to the sanctuary will see that there have been a number of controlled burns over the years. And you can see different levels of vegetation as you walk through. So the most obvious ones are a controlled burn that was carried out in 2018. There's another one that was carried out in 2022. And the most recent was April 2025. And the controlled burns are always done in April on a cool morning without wind. The burn process takes about an hour, and any sort of very woody vegetation is usually cleared beforehand because it needs to be a cool burn. What you can see at the moment in the April burn is lots of chocolate lilies that have come through, little milkmaids, and lots of small grass trees that will be coming into bloom over the next month. And these are some of the first responders that come through after a burn. Oh, and they're also probably, they're also kangaroo apples at one end as well, and lots of sedges. And it's a good time to see them because next year, and particularly the year after, the bushes will start to come through. So some of these plants won't be so obvious and so easily seen. So now is the time to get around the reserve to actually see some of these small ground covers.